in Kirbyville. Same thing, just looking to put a billboard there at the kind of the top right corner. So I was just trying to get it zoned to C2 for that.
Am I in the correct location of where you thought that sign would be?
Yeah, it'd be pretty close to that corner. Probably stay off of it about 10, 15 foot.
Okay, that's at the top of Cedar Point Hill, right?
It's right next to Old Tanco, now Meeks, or whatever. I don't know about that.
They're just this side of where the lumber yard was.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And this is going to also be a lighted sign?
Correct.
Do we have anybody speaking in opposition to this proposal? If not, it's up to...
You got somebody right there.
Heaven? Oh. Okay.
You had a picture over a place a while ago, and it went by in a hurry. We live on the... Where you go to, towards Rockaway Beach from here. You make a turn up there to go to Rockaway. We live the first house on the right as you turn, but we have a gravel street behind our house. It's only room for one car at a time. It's no problems. It's really nice. But the house, there's only two houses now on that road. There was one up at the highway that burned and burnt a boy up in it. That's been pretty few years ago. I've been there 37 years now, and I don't see anything wrong with it. It's a little bit rough getting in and out sometimes, but I understand that the place that burned, that's one up on the highway, I understand that it's going to be something done to that. There's signs on it that it's going to be some changes made. I don't know what they're talking about. It hadn't even had the grass cut all year. Weeds, or you can't even see the highway from that little road because of the weeds and grass. But I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I'd like to know, and nobody seemed to tell you anything. On that property, there's a... Eight to 12 big, huge trees. You can't build anything on it without cutting all them trees down because there just ain't room. You wouldn't have a room to even put nothing in there hardly. And I don't know what they're going to do. We tried to find out and nobody will tell us anything. And I know the man that bought it, I know he's going to do something with it, but he don't want to talk about it. So I don't know. But I'd like to know. I'd like to know what to expect. You can't come in here and argue about something if you don't know. And they just don't, nobody will tell you nothing. Anyway, that's where I'm at with it. The traffic on that road out there is just, it's just terrible. And it's dangerous where you turn to go down to Rockaway and they're coming out. But that corner house there burned down and there's nothing been there for years. And there's not been a piece of grass cut since it's been down. Anyway, that's where it stands. And anything you can find out, you've got my address, my phone number, whatever you need. So... I have no more, nothing else to say about it. That's just the way it is.
Can I approach with you?
Yeah.
Our biggest question for this lot, are they planning on building a commercial store type? They put a lumber yard in our backyard, which depreciated our property value I mean, it's junkyard with weeds growing all over the place now, just like this corner lot. So if they're going to be planning to build something next door to us, we would like to know what it is so we don't have any further depreciation on our property without being told what's happening first. We didn't even get a notification on the lumberyard being built prior to them completely annihilating every tree, bush, wildlife, whatever there was back there, and they were building it before we got notified. So this time we would like to know what they plan on doing with this corner lot is our biggest concern.
Okay. All right, I'll let the applicant come back up if you'll take a seat there, and he can explain it to us. I don't want interaction there, but he will explain what he's planning on doing. And if you listen up, I think we'll all get a little better direction on this.
I don't know any further to go. You know, nobody will tell you anything. When they built that lumberyard.
That has nothing to do with this, sir.
No, but I say when they built it, they had it half built before the woman took the papers from here up there. I was there the day that she went in with the paperwork.
I know, sir. This is a different deal.
I know it is. But anyway, I don't know what you can do on our case. It's, after 35 years, it's sort of it's monotonous.
All I'm planning on doing is building a billboard. There. A billboard?
Talk to us, please.
Sorry.
He can listen closely.
I didn't. I'm just planning on building a billboard there in the corner. Lights and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cody can explain why C2 is crucial at this location.
So MoDOT regulates the billboards in this section, and that's their requirement for zoning to do this. So... Mm-hmm. Matt didn't come in and want the C2. It was a requirement to make the sign happen under MoDOT's code.
He has to
code.
Get a MoDOT permit, and they won't issue one unless it's commercially zoned.
Yeah.
Did you all hear what we're talking about?
No.
He wants to put up a billboard, and that's all. Just a sign.
And it is determined by what MoDOT wants done. MoDOT is in charge of that. And
we already have difficulty seeing going out of our driveway the traffic that's on that road.
MoDOT will take that into consideration, ma'am.
Okay.
I know I've dealt with them before.
Okay. I understand.
Chairman, I could add one more thing. You could always just zone this lot here and leave this, the existing zoning.
If it works for the applicant.
Depends on what you're doing.
I don't think that would matter as long as they didn't have, any side setbacks from the middle property line, but I don't think that'd be an issue.
Just a thought.
Well, knowing the size of the lot, would that determine on whether he could do anything else with it?
So we're getting ready to do, lot 30? It's pretty small.
Yeah. I mean, there was a house there, all right. Carl Werman lived there for years.
But it covered kind of both lots, I think.
So he's about 52 feet, 53 feet to property line there.
Yeah, I think they were concerned about if it would hinder their vision when they were pulling up and looking onto the highway.
Right. Well, MoDOT's going to make them have it a certain height. They're going to have all kinds of requirements. They're not going to let them block the view. They're going to
Oh, I understand that, yeah.
But I don't know how big the sign is going to be.
Matt, do you know how big your sign's going to be? Can you address that?
Probably going to be... 12 by 24, but I don't know if we're actually allowed to do it at all. I've briefly talked with MoDOT, and with it being regulated, I know they won't let you do the double stack anymore, but it's not going to be a very big sign.
know that's not a certain square, but it's
Okay. And do you anticipate it at an angle here or straight out? Or?
I'm going to guess that it might be at a little bit of an angle there.
Like this here?
Yeah. Something like that.
As long as you can get your setbacks and everything.
Right.
You want to catch them coming and not going?
A little bit of those.
Coming into force event.
Well, it could be built in a V fashion.
It will have a face on both sides.
What size did you say it was going to be?
Anywhere from 12 by 24, somewhere in that area.
Okay.
I know MoDOT only allows a certain square footage on the face of it.
What's your position on reducing the size of the zoning change?
I don't think I have any issues with it, as long as...
I might have overspoke on that. We looked up the regs, and with the setbacks, it's not going to make it in that small of a lot.
It's not feasible. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll have to rezone the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So both lots here.
Because it'll get too close to that lot line on the back setback.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on the commission? Are we ready for a vote on this?
Need a motion.
Somebody might ought to give me a motion if you are.
I would make a motion to approve.
There you go. I need a second.
I'll do that.
All right. I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Have I got to read all the stuff?
Yeah, one more time.
Oh, my. You're a bother.
Last one.
All right. Okay, this is the one. Number 2024-027, right?
Yes, sir.
Carla and John Stoffer, rezone one partial. Located at 14,000 U.S. Highway 160, Forsyth R1, single-family nightly rental district. That don't work. Yeah.
Rezone from R1, residential 1, to C2.
Okay. To C2. I'll take it off of that one. Thank you. Planning Commission motion for zoning change application. Motion to recommend approval of application 24-026 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning map by John and Carla Stoffer for the parcels located at the... That was the same one.
The next one.
Huh? Should be
the next one. This one, I think. 27.
All right. Yeah, that's what I thought. That sounded like the same one. I remembered that long. All right, for application 24-027 for amendment to the county zoning maps by John and Carla Stoffer for parcels located at 1400 U.S. Highway 160, Forsyth, Missouri, parcel number 04-4-20-003-001-001-000 to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to C2 zoning district in the form of resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. Did I get that read into the record about right?
Sounded good.
And we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor of the resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
All right.
Now then.